A Bly Bly man has died in hospital following a single vehicle crash at Wamuran. His Range Rover crashed into a tree on the Diagula Highway on Wednesday morning. The 25-year-old was rushed to Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in a critical condition, but later died. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. Representatives from all levels of government will attend a special business forum meeting on the Sunshine Coast this week. It's hosted by the Sunshine Coast Business Council. Business Council Chair Sandy Zubinik says the gathering is an opportunity each year to check in and reflect on what's been achieved for the region in the past 12 months and what needs more attention in the year ahead.
We've now been doing it for a decade, so it's the 10th one of these that we've held. And it's the one time of the year where we invite some of our members and the three tiers of government to come together and to talk about the region, the opportunities, some of the challenges we're facing.
Ms. Zubinik says discussions on Friday will focus on the need to attract more private investment to the region, especially ahead of the 2032 Games, and the urgent need for more affordable housing. A warning from the Noosa Council to expect more mozzies around thanks to the recent rain coupled with warm, humid conditions. Environmental Health Coordinator Hayley Fox says it's the perfect recipe for mosquito breeding, but we can all play a role to help keep numbers down.
Salt marsh mosquitoes are very common in our region, and they're the ones that we regularly treat with the tidal marshes as well. There are ways that the community can also help by emptying and removing water-holding containers around their backyard and properties, keeping gutters clear, putting screens over tanks and covering septic systems.
And Biwa's own Robert Irwin has taken out Dancing with the Stars in the US, the wildlife warrior admitting he's been dealing with rib pain, telling America's GMA he's caught crocodiles before and they've never injured him like dancing has.
We had to change on the fly, but our last dance, that freestyle, was a way to say thank you to everybody who'd been on that journey, and we just knew we had to make it work because it was the way to just say we're so grateful for this experience. And honestly, I'll heal up. Mate, I catch crocs. I'm used to it. It's all good.
The Irwins are heading straight home ahead of the Steve Irwin Gala on Saturday night.